hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. I have with me, if you missed the last hour just now tuning in, we were talking with Reverend Ted Pike, and I'll have him put out the information again about the impending, they changed the name to make it more pliable, if you will, to the American people. They're dropping the hate crimes and just going with bias crimes. And again, they've met so much resistance behind any which way you color this or call it, it is still hate crime laws inside of this country that they're going to make it a federal offense to stand up and be American and stand up for your belief system here in this country. That is wrong. So we'll get a recap here from Ted, but let me squeeze Henry from Connecticut in here. Hello, Henry. Henry, you there? Okay, Henry's not there. All right, great. Ted, again, what are they doing? This is they're considering passage of this bias law, the federally mandated repackaged hate crime laws.
Yes. Basically, we have two federal bills which could be voted on literally this week. The first is the hate crimes bill, which is Kennedy's hate crimes bill. The number on that is Senate Amendment 2067. That's S.A. 2067. And then the second one is called ENDA, which is the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Basically, what that does is it forces landlords and business owners, even churches, to accommodate homosexuals in their organizations and businesses and so on.
And also, you said about property. If you're a property owner, you cannot. I mean, and I'll be straight here, folks, and I'll speak bluntly. If a flaming fairy shows up at your front door sashaying and talking to you like this, and you don't want to rent your property to him, guess what? You're going to be in trouble with the FedGov.
Yeah, you've committed basically a bias crime or a hate crime. You have been biased against that person, and you have violated the law. That's the recipe for a hate crime. So these are basically two hate crimes bills. And if I could just give out the toll-free number.
Please do.
The people should call immediately. Number one, call your senator and say, please don't vote for Senator Kennedy's hate crimes bill. The number on that is SA, Senate Amendment 2067. And then be sure and call your House member concerning ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Again, that number is H.R. 2015. And the toll-free number to your members of the House or the Senate is 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to your members of the House or Senate, 877-851-6437. In case that line is jammed, there's a toll number, 202-224-3121. Again, that toll number is 202-224-3121. Let's raise a ruckus. I believe that if we can create enough of a storm about ENDA, we can also persuade the president to veto that. He has said that he will veto the hate crimes bill. But we know George Bush pretty well. We know that in his first term as president, he promised to pass a modified hate crimes bill. So what we don't want to happen is for him to maybe veto the bill and then get together with Kennedy and Smith and the Democrats needing their votes for new legislation and work out some kind of a modified or compromised hate bill. We've got to kill this thing dead in a good, clean fight on the floor of the Senate in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Reverend Ted Pike, I appreciate you coming on the program and spending this time with us. And suffice to say, folks, here is the one man almost single-handedly taking on the federal government and our Congress critters in Washington, D.C., about this carefully packaged hate crime legislation they've been trying to jam down our throats for years. Thank you, Reverend.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate it very much. www.truthtellers.org. Go to the site, educate yourself, read, and research. We'll take the break. Much more news and information coming your way.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
A little bit later on, I'm going to get into the Air Force investigating mistaken transport of nuclear warheads. And I'll give you their official version of what they said was going on. And then we're going to get into the big problems with the story. Transporting six nuclear weapons, cruise missiles, ladies and gentlemen. And, well, they claim that it never left their inventory. They just, for a while, didn't know where the nuclear warheads and the cruise missiles were. And you're going to be shocked by this. And a lot of people are saying that this could have been a staging for nukes for Iran. Not selling them and them using them. No, us using them on Iran. And a lot of speculation here that this is a Dick Cheney coup d'etat. And if this is the case, this man needs to be out of that Oval Office along with President Bush. They need to be impeached and jailed. All right, I mince no words here. We're dealing with scenarios and situations that have been set up, and they could go nuclear, or at least Mach 3 with its hair on fire real, real soon. If you've been watching Fox News, all the CIA, supposedly ex-CIA, let me put it to you this way, the supposedly ex-CIA agents that are now working for the think tanks that are brought up in an endless stream, and especially on Fox News, but CNN and everybody else in the mainstream, they're also taking part of it to a greater or lesser degree. This is all thumping the drums to go after Ahmadinejad and Iran, because after all, isn't Iran supporting terrorism inside of Iraq and it's killing American soldiers? This is the diatribe that has been constantly pumped up, and the volume is getting turned way up. So we'll get into that story as well. Also, this is, folks, if you want something Orwellian, and George Orwell was English, here it is in spades. And this comes out of the Sun, out of England. The Conservatives, now note that I said Conservatives, will propose banning plasma screens and other energy-guzzling electrical goods in a report to be unveiled next week. The proposals target white goods like fridges and freezers, as well as TVs. By the way, in England, if you want to watch TV, you got to pay a tax. Personal computers and DVD players that use too much energy or operate on standby. Now, the ideas come from the conservative group set up by David Cameron to develop policies to protect the environment, and although the measures to make household electrical appliances more energy efficient are not binding on Mr. Cameron, they are thought likely to be warmly received by the Tory leader. Now, the groups, it gets better. The group will also suggest scrapping gross domestic product. Now, that's the GDP, and I refer to it as the generally dumb public here in America. But they're scrapping, they want to scrap the gross domestic product as a measure of the nation's success in favor. Now, if this is not Orwellian, I don't know what is. In favor of a model that measures people's happiness drawn up by the Friends of the Earth. Under the proposals, a cap would be set on the energy use of each electrical appliance, and those exceeding limits could be banned from sale in the UK. A new labeling requirement could be introduced to inform consumers of products' annual energy consumption compared with other similar appliances. And there could also be a ban on electrical goods with standby lights, which can stay on indefinitely. Some 2% of Britain's total electricity use is currently taken up by appliances left on standby rather than being switched off. The proposals are set to be unveiled on Thursday in the final report of the Tories' Quality of Life Policy Group, chaired by former Environmental Secretary John Gummer and Green activist Zach Goldsmith, a Conservative spokesman, confirmed. Now, Prime Minister Gordon Brown has already announced his ambition to eliminate the standby function on appliances, which was blasted by the government's energy review last year as a waste of electricity. The report is expected to focus on plasma screen TVs as particularly wasteful of electricity, and is thought that many models would fall afoul of proposed energy caps unless dramatically more efficient technology is developed. Householders are also expected to be offered tax cuts potentially worth thousands of pounds to make their homes more energy efficient. Mr. Gummer warned, "We live in a joined-up world, and yet we organize our lives in silos. The imperative of global warming demands that we change that approach utterly, not just government, but businesses and groups and individuals." And again, the phony argument on global warming is we are the cause. And there are as many reports out there to the contrary that this is a natural phenomenon that the Earth goes through, folks. You know, it wasn't so many years ago that they were warning of the second ice age. You have Al Gore with his movies, and now this is being touted, and watch the United Nations on this as well. This is what they're also proposing. Just a tax on people that are wasteful out there. You got to be taxed. Now, you know the irony to this. I was watching Fox and Friends, you know, that morning news program that they all gathered on their soft little chairs, and they chit-chat about everything and everything inconsequential or unimportant. They brought up Daryl Hannah this morning to talk about biofuels and how important this is going to be. You know, and we've got auto companies now making these hybrid cars, and well, we want to go all electric. I mean, the problem is with that, you plug it into a 110 outlet. How exactly is that going to be energy saving? And how exactly do you have any freedom of movement unless you've got an extension cord that goes 150 miles, which is just about the limit of any of these so-called cars, these electric cars. Oh, the batteries are getting smaller. We can pack a lot more amp hours into cadmium-style batteries. Well, that's all fine and dandy. But the very same people that control the energy prices, and the very same people are screaming about, whoa, you're just being inefficient with your SUVs. They want to plug you into an electric car, so you have to run to your outlet and pay exorbitant prices for that electricity. Isn't that nice? Folks, it's all about control and taxation. And this phenomenon is worldwide. And they're beating the drum here that everything is the fault of man, global warming, and we've got to take these extraordinary steps in order to stop this because it's going to be good for the earth, you nasty, wasteful people out there. You know, pretty soon they could probably put a tax on the sun because, you know what, that heats the earth as well. Might not be too far from the truth. Here we go with another little... This is a wonderful piece. By the way, Daryl Hannah was up touting biofuels, and well, I think she did mention that these fast food restaurants, you know, we can use the grease that's used to fry the French fries, you know, we can use that for bioavailable fuels. And we're expected to believe that Mickey D's frying all the French fries here in America is going to be able to power us with these biofuels. And Willie, I'm sorry you're down here in Texas, my friend, and I hate to do this, but you fell for this hook, line, and sinker as well. And Willie, Mr. Nelson, wake up and smell what you're shoveling, because chances are that it's on your vast acreage, and you're throwing this over your fence to stink up somebody else's yard. Get a life. At any rate, well, he's got a life. He's just coming to the end of it, the rich son of a gun. At any rate, as America gets fatter, policymakers are seeking, you wouldn't talk about Orwellian, this is here in the LA Times. As America gets fatter, policymakers are seeking creative approaches to legislating health. They may have entered the school cafeteria, and now they're eyeballing your neighborhood. Amid worries of obesity epidemic and its related illnesses, including high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease, Los Angeles officials, among others around the country, are proposing to limit new fast food restaurants, a tactic that could be called health zoning. The city council will be asked this fall to consider up to a 2-year moratorium on new fast food restaurants in South LA, a part of the city where fast food is at least as much practicality as a preference. The people don't want them, but when they don't have any other options, they may gravitate to what's there, said Councilwoman Jan Perry, who proposed the ordinance in June and whose district includes portions of South LA that would be affected by the plan. In just 1/4 of a mile, USC on Farragova, I think this is Farragova Street from Adams Boulevard South, there are at least 20 fast food outlets. To be honest, it's all we eat. Ray Merlin said one recent lunch hour at Kentucky Fried Chicken, everywhere it's fast food everywhere. Now, a Times analysis of the city's roughly 8,200 restaurants found that South Los Angeles has the highest concentration of fast food eateries per capita. The area has fewer eating establishments of any kind than the West Side, downtown, or Hollywood, and about the same as the Valley, but much higher percentage of those fast food chains. Now, folks, there is a phenomenon happening in this country because people are educating themselves. They're educating themselves about the diet. More than that, they're educating themselves on the nutritional value of what's being put on our grocery shelves, devoid, I mean, bright in color, but devoid in nutrients because, well, thanks to the chemical industries in this country, you know, better living through chemistry, we have found ways to literally burn out our soil to grow some really nice looking crops, but devoid of nutrition. If this city councilwoman, this Jan Perry, knew anything at all, she would start looking into nutrition and how that affects the human body. Where our diabetes is coming from, where the obesity is coming from, all these health problems can be directly traced to, that's right, what we're eating. And it's just not fast food, folks. Fast food was designed for one thing, to get a quick bite to eat, but there are alternatives out there. but the public is educating themselves about organics, a booming market in this country. I'll have a little bit more with that, and we'll move on to other subjects after this break. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into Masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
What's happening in this country, folks? And, if anybody can get the email for Councilwoman Jan Perry, you know, she complains about obesity and an epidemic with our related illnesses, including high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease. Why doesn't somebody get her email and start sending her over information? Does she realize that when people are walking into grocery stores and they're eating this hormone-injected beef, chicken, and pork, and a sundry other things, that growth hormones, all these other things, aspartame in every food product and anything that they can stick aspartame in, even your chewing gum. You can't buy a stick of chewing gum in this country anymore without having aspartame. You can't chew gum anymore without ingesting aspartame. With our children, you know, it isn't the junk food that's causing the obesity in this country. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, we used to have corner candy stores. Remember that? You know, after school, you would hit those things, man, and just, you know, rock candy and penny candy and nickel candy and all that good. I still have my original teeth. I'm not diabetic. I don't have high blood pressure. the junk that's being foisted on people, they're getting hip to it. They're looking at what they're, you know, the homogenized and super pasteurized products, dairy products, killing and of all enzymes and anything healthy and beneficial. You know, this is by law supposedly to protect you. Well, there's an underground growing market in this country to buy raw milk. Remember, and we used to do this as kids. I remember my mother going out to visit her sister in a neighboring farm. They used to sell whole, unpasteurized, unhomogenized milk. And you know what? You can pretty much tell when milk is spoiled, it starts to smell. But it was rich in fat and all the enzymes and everything else in there. It was not hormone injected, didn't have the growth hormones in there, it didn't have the antibiotics, it didn't have all of those things. And there is evidence to suggest with all this injected beef, with the antibiotics, that is what is making diseases more resistant to antibiotics that a doctor may give you to go after a certain disease or whatever you might have. So somebody out there get Jan Perry, the councilwoman for Los Angeles, and start loading up her email with information, because she doesn't know what she's doing. She's reacting to the problem, but she's not going at the cause and the root of the problem. Now we got the health people out there. Well, they're just going to look after our benefit. And one of these days, folks, and mark my words on this, that if you run afoul of these new standards being imposed, you're going to have to pay a tax. That's right. I mean, that's the way it is. But by and large, people in this country are becoming more aware of what they're ingesting. I mean, and I say this, but it's no joke, folks, that, you know, you look at these pubescent teens that are growing breast. Where do you think that is coming from? It's your hormone injected stuff out there. I stopped eating hormone and antibiotic injected beef, chicken, and pork. If I do eat it, I have to pay a premium for the natural stuff. It's the way it should be and was at one time, mind you. But now you have to pay extra for it, but I would gladly do that rather than to ingest this poison that is permeating everything that we're eating. And when it's not injected, it's either radiated or it's grown in soil that is devoid of anything. I mean, you get some nice, great-looking produce and stuff. It looks really good to the eye, but it is actually devoid of any nutrition. The human body itself is a miraculous machine. That it's like the old computer saying, garbage in, garbage out. Your body is well-nourished. It is capable of fighting off a myriad of diseases. You don't have high blood pressure. You don't get heart disease. You don't end up with plaque in the human body. I have a doctor friend of mine, a medical doctor, staying with me. He's down here in Austin to check out a few things here in Austin. And last night he was telling me about plaque. He said, you know what? That's a natural occurrence. If the body feels threatened, what it does is starts to coat veins and arteries in your body. It's the body's response to a sealer, basically. It's like shooting a can of tire sealant into your flat tire. I mean, it literally coats your veins and arteries. That's your body's natural defense. Defense against what? The things that are breaking down the healthy arteries and veins, that arterial structure. And it's actually trying to protect itself. But don't worry. The medical doctors will tell you about your LDLs and all this other stuff. And here, take this prescription drug to make money off of you, folks. They just want to keep you unhealthy and dying at a slower pace, so you run to your doctor to get your prescriptions. I mean, it's just absolutely out of control. Absolutely out of control. I have a couple of minutes here before break. Authorities in Minnesota say they used a former Iowan's iPod to learn his identity after he was struck and killed by a school bus last week. By the way, the school bus driver is not being charged on this. Investigators with Hennepin, Minnesota County, that's a county in Minnesota, but that's the way it's written, medical examiner's office say they tried for nearly 2 days to identify the man who had only an iPod and some keys in his possession when the accident happened Thursday. With help from Apple employees, they used the digital music player's serial number to trace the device to Adam Ray Finley, 30, a former Des Moines, Iowa man who moved to the Twin Cities 5 years ago. A little bit more on this story, and we'll move on to the six nukes that just happened to come up missing over American airspace. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
By the way, that ad you just heard for highspeedsleep.com, the toll-free number on that is, I'll find it here in 1 second. I got so much sitting in front of me here. At any rate, we'll give you the toll-free number here in a second, but they're looking for 77 people for, not guinea pigs, but for tests, okay? And they're serious about this. They say that it uses enormously effective bioral sounds to create ultra-relaxed sleep, now available in the U.S. for the first time. And they say if you have trouble falling asleep or even just getting a good night's sleep, this will be the most important message you will ever read. And they go into the reasons. It's an effective and ultra-fast-acting way of physician, or I'm sorry, of getting a very restful night's sleep, even if prescription sleeping pills have not done the trick. News of this remarkable sleep generator, it was developed, by the way, in Peru, is spreading like wildfire from one restless sleeper to another all over the world. Why? The answer is easy. You see, even though this product makes you extremely sleepy, it contains no drugs whatsoever, and according to some users, it works better than prescription sleeping pills. So check it out, folks, and we appreciate their sponsorship on this program. and try it out. So there it is. They're looking for 77 people. And I'll be darned if I can find the toll-free number. And, well, we'll give it out to you. Still looking here. Ah, here it is. I knew I'd find it if I kept treading water on air. Okay. 877-327-0365. And just give them a call. All right? They call it the Peruvian Sleep Generator. What did the Peruvians give us? Didn't they give us cocaine? Oh, that's the opposite end of it. And that's not natural. That's a processed drug. Okay. At any rate, on to the stories here about, you know, these nukes that just came up missing. Now, I'm going to give you what the official version is of the explanation. Too bad I don't have to do, I wanted to do the oversalted burger leads to charges. Police, McDonald's employee who oversalted a burger jailed because cop became sick. I don't have time for that one, but at any rate. Here is the official story about these nukes, six of them, cruise missiles that were transported by a B-52 bomber. They say here that six nuclear warheads on cruise missiles were mistakenly carried on a flight from North Dakota to Louisiana last week, prompting a major investigation, military officials have confirmed. The plane took the cruise missiles from Minot Air Force Base and Barksdale Air Force Base for decommissioning, according to the Air Force. Now, this is a major gaffe, and it's going to cause some heads to roll down the line, said Don Shepard, a retired Air Force Major General and a military analyst for CNN. Shepard said the United States has agreed in a Cold War era treaty not to fly nuclear weapons. It appears that what happened was this treaty agreement was violated. The warhead should have been removed from the missiles before they were attached to a B-52 bomber, according to military officials. Now, the crew was unaware that the plane was carrying nuclear weapons, the official said, speaking on condition of anonymity because of the extraordinary sensitivity and security surrounding the case. The mistake was discovered after the plane's flight to Louisiana. Minot Air Force Base is in north-central North Dakota, and Barksdale Air Force Base is in the northwest Louisiana near the Texas border. Pentagon Press Secretary Jeff Morrill said that he made clear that concerns about the error had escalated to the highest levels. Now, there's some problems with this story, folks. And from Larry Johnson, the question was asked, is U.S. staging nukes for Iran? Why the hubbub over the B-52 taking off from a B-52 base in Minot, North Dakota, and subsequently landing at B-52 base in Barksdale, Louisiana? That's like getting excited if you see a postal worker in uniform walking out of the post office. And how does someone watching a B-52 land identify the cruise missiles as nukes? It just doesn't make sense. So I called an old friend, a retired B-52 pilot, and asked him. What he told me offers one compelling case of circumstantial evidence. He says, my buddy, let's call him Jack D. Ripper, reminded me that the only times you put nuclear weapons on a plane is when they are on alert or if you are tasked to move the weapons to a specific site. Then he told me something I had not heard before. Barksdale Air Force Base is now being used as a jumping-off point for Middle East operations. Gee, why would we want cruise missiles nukes at Barksdale Air Force Base? Can't imagine we'd need them for use in Iraq. Why would we want to pre-position nuclear weapons at a base conducting Middle East operations? His final point was to observe that someone on the inside obviously leaked the info that the plane was carrying nukes. A B-52 landing at Barksdale is a non-event. A B-52 landing with nukes, that is something else. Now, maybe there's an innocent explanation for this. I can't think of one. What is certain is that the pilots of this plane did not just make the last-minute decision to strap on some nukes and then take them for a joyride. We need some tough questions and clear answers. Did someone at Barksdale try to indirectly warn the American people that the Bush administration is staging nukes for Iran? I don't know, but the question is worth asking. And from the site Free World Survey, six nukes fly over the U.S., big problems with this story. As the official story of six wayward nukes unfolds, inconsistencies abound, and government reacts with absurd remedies. Government culture is not known for its intelligence or common sense, I grant you, but their reaction seems almost Alice in Wonderland, like, let's examine. He says that the Air Force official fired after six nukes fly over U.S. The Air Combat Command has ordered a command-wide stand-down on September 14th to review procedures, officials said. In addition to the munition squadron commander who was relieved of his duties, crews involved with the mistaken load, including ground crew workers, have been temporarily decertified for handling munitions, one official said. According to U.S. Air Force statement, the commanding officer in charge of military munitions personnel and additional munitions airmen were relieved of duties pending the completion of its investigation. According to Hans Christensen, a nuclear weapons expert at the Federation of American Scientists, quoting, the error could not have come from confusing the advanced cruise missile with a conventional weapon since no conventional form exists. So the munitions airmen should have been easily able to spot the mistake. Other routine procedures were violated, which suggest a rather obvious explanation for the error. The military munitions personnel were acting under direct orders, not through the regular chain of military command. Now the question is, how did the squadron commander get access to nuclear warheads? Weapons of mass destruction, if you will. All nuclear weapons, are released only by upper echelon authority. These are fail-safe procedures and protocols in place to keep just this sort of thing from happening. A nuclear submarine commander cannot launch his nuclear missiles without direct orders from the commander-in-chief or the next in the chain of command. There are authentication codes and redundant verification procedures to stop exactly this from happening. So how did it happen? Was the president involved? Was this a covert operation, or was there a security breach? Any way you slice it, there is something very, very wrong with this story. The timing of this looks very suspicious. This happens now at the time when there is much talk of the U.S. preemptively striking Iran with large-scale terrorist attacks on U.S. soil. Is this all just coincidence? Time will tell. Don't expect the truth from military investigators, though. Take a look at these comments to get the seriousness of this crisis. Representative Ike Skelton, chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, called the mishandling of the weapons deeply disturbing and said the committee would press the military for details. Representative Edward J. Markey, a senior member of the Homeland Security Committee, said it was absolutely inexcusable. Nothing like this has ever been reported before, and we've been assured for decades that this was impossible, said Markey, co-chair of the House Task Force on Non-Proliferation. Another angle of the story coming out also looks suspicious. Why was the nuclear-armed B-52 sent to Barksdale Air Force Base? Now, the initial reports that the weapons were being decommissioned and were being taken to Kirkland Air Force Base, according to Christensen, this is where the warheads are separated from the rest of the weapons and shipped to Energy Department's Pantex dismantlement facility near Amarillo, Texas. Now, it's well known that Barksdale Air Force Base is used as a staging base for operations in the Middle East. Now, here's another twist from MSNBC. Langley jets grounded next week for safety review. Wavy TV, W-A-V-Y, TV Hampton, Virginia, they put the story out that Langley Air Force Base will ground its jets next week. The Air Force says the Service Air Combat Command has ordered all jet fighters and bombers to remain grounded so airmen can review safety procedures and protocol. Sounds suspiciously like the stand down on September 11th to me. Now, Langley is the home of three fighter jet squadrons, which fly F-15 Eagles and F-22A Raptors. The nuclear-tipped cruise missiles were on bombers, not fighters. Fighters do not carry nuclear weapons. Furthermore, the incident happened at Minot Air Force Base and not Langley Air Force Base. What is more disturbing is the fact that Langley is charged with defending the airspace over much of the East Coast, including the Capitol. Why are the fighters being ordered to stand down? This just doesn't compute. And they say, let's review the strange and inconsistent aspects of this unfolding story. Number one, nuclear-tipped weapons loaded and transported skirting layers of fail-safe security measures and the chain of command. Nuclear-tipped weapons supposedly stated for decommission transported to the base that does not have the facilities necessary. Very suspicious timing. This all happens at a time when there is so much talk of the U.S. preemptively striking Iran and or large-scale terrorist attacks on U.S. soil. Langley Air Force Base will ground its jets for a week, leaving vital airspace much less protected. This announcement will alert any would-be attackers that we will be vulnerable during this period. Now, the whole scenario doesn't sound good or square up. Something much more is going on than what we're being told. By the way, they did a poll online on this site, and the question was, could this have been a covert operation in light of the facts surrounding the story? Out of the 627 people that responded, 72% or 452 said yes, definitely. Now, the other question they asked, how could the pilots and crew could have missed the extraordinary bomb load? 71% of the respondents, or 446 to it, say they were in on it. Now, folks, this just doesn't happen by accident. I mean, here was a comment that was made by a 24-year career man with the United States Air Force, and he admits, he said, I'm not an expert, but after 24-year career with the United States Air Force, he says, I can't believe how this could have been an honest mistake. First of all, nuclear weapons are protected by two policies, the no-load zone, which means that no one, individual, is allowed in a nuclear storage area without an escort, and two, verifiable custody. Now, this means that the identity of the object being removed is positively identified and all steps of custody are fully documented. Now, even if these weapons are unique, the United States Air Force would still keep dummy missiles of the same type on hand to train the munitions technicians responsible for loading. But training missiles are easily identified by the manner in which they are painted. Even then, verifiable custody should have been exposed in the error, before the missiles left the munition storage area. He says, methinks there is something rotten in Denmark, or in this case, Barksdale. And I would have to agree with the individual. Let's go to the phones. Vince in Montana. Hello, Vince.
Hey, John. I've been following this thing, and I got a little more research for you. I know we're probably reading some of the same sites.
Right.
But those weapons were not scheduled for decommission. Those weapons are scheduled to be in the arsenal until 2040. Those are the new stealth nuclear-capable stealth missiles. They have a limited production run because it was stopped short because of the Cold War. And if you go out to the Air Force site, you can get the full specs on that weapon. It's a very slick-looking stealth weapon, surface on the outside, and definitely not a candidate for decommissioning. Not in this type of environment. They weren't going to be decommissioning those type of weapons. This story has really got the buzz like I haven't seen in a long time. Us conspiracy guys kind of live for this stuff. But it's tying in now with the faucet search out in Nevada.
Yeah, I read that earlier.
Five or six nukes. Well, half the stories say five, half say six. It's either a tremendous disinformation operation or somebody's lost a nuclear weapon somewhere. Balance dictates that you would load six on there for, three on each side of these struts out there. This type of weapon you can hold up to 12 in a B-52. Six in the bomb bay and three on each side out on the struts out there.
The hard points on the wings, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and which is different than what they used to be, I guess. So balance would dictate that you would distribute your odd number to the inside and balance the outside on that. So that doesn't make sense that five show up on the outside without one having been lost, dropped, or fired. Now, the search for faucet out in Nevada took on this guy's always been, connected to the elites, world record holder and everything. All of a sudden, he shows up missing. in a plane, didn't file a flight plan. This is a guy that set world record flying, you know, is integrally involved in the space plane. You know, but he's taken a dive on this thing so that they can conduct U.S. NORTHCOM, one of the most extensive searches in U.S. history, a detailed, grain-by-grain search of the Nevada desert. They're looking for something other than a small plane crash out there.
Well, and you know, this is rather bizarre, and this news story, to my knowledge, this has not hit the mainstream media. Have you seen anything on this story?
Oh no, absolutely not. But we do know how many times Britney Spears passed gas at the Music Awards last night, though.
Yes, the out of shape and off of her lip sync Britney Spears. Yeah, I happened to catch that on Fox News this morning.
Not a word to the unwashed masses about this stuff.
Yeah. It's particularly scary because to move these nuclear weapons, they need hard and fast orders that can only come from the top echelon of command in this country.
Well, this is something else I learned today. The top echelon, but I'm going to read this quote to you.
Hold on one second. We've got to take the break. I'll bring you back on the other side, and we'll wrap up this edition in a short segment of this Monday's edition of the National Intel Report. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
A couple couple minutes left here in this short segment. Vince in Montana, there's something you said that you wanted to read.
Okay, well, Vice President, I'm quoting right now, and I'm going to chop some of this to make it quick for you. Vice President Dick Cheney has taken on a very prominent role in covert military operations and training exercises designed for the seamless integration of different national security and military authorities to possible terrorist attack. On May 8, 2001, President Bush placed Cheney in charge of all federal programs dealing with weapons of mass destruction, consequence management within the Department of Defense, Health and Human Services, Justice and Energy, the Environmental Protection Agency, and other federal agencies. Cheney subsequently played a direct role in supervising training exercises that simultaneously occurred during the 9/11 attack. According to Michael Rupert, Cheney had a parallel chain of command that he used to override Air Force objections to stand down orders that grounded the USAF during the 9/11 attacks. Rupert learned that the Secret Service had the authority to directly communicate presidential and vice presidential orders to fighter pilots in the air, thereby circumventing the normal chain of command. Furthermore, it is the Secret Service who has the legal mandate to take supreme command in case of a scheduled major event or an unplanned major emergency on American soil. These are designated national security special events. Rupert and others have subsequently claimed that 9/11 was an inside job. Cheney, through the Secret Service, played a direct leadership role in what occurred over 9/11. Consequently, it is very possible that Cheney played a similar role in circumventing the regular chain of military command in ordering the B-52 incident. It is likely that the B-52 incident was part of a contrived national security special event directly controlled by Cheney by virtue of the authority granted to him by the president through the Secret Service, which has the technological means to bypass the regular military chain of command. Bypass the regular military chain of command.
And my opinion about Rupert, he tried to pawn off the peak oil deal, but that wasn't a demise of Mr. Rupert. I think he was basically told to get the heck out, to leave. He shut down almost immediately, came up with some cockamamie excuse as to why he was leaving, but he did leave in short order. By the way, I want to point out here, and thanks for your call, Vince. Appreciate it very much. Alexander Cockburn on Counterpunch said they're talking about the entire Iranian military. This particular spine chiller comes from Alexis Debat, excitingly identified as the director of terrorism and national security at the Nixon Center. According to Debat, the big takeout is what the U.S. Air Force has in store, as opposed to mere pinprick strikes against the infamous nuclear facilities. Predicting imminent war in Iran has been one of the two items in Cassandra's repertoire for a couple of years now, rivaled only by global warming as a surefire way to sell newspapers and boost website hits. Debat was re-roasting that well-scorched chestnut, the shock and awe strategy, whereby back in March of 2003, the U.S. Air Force proposed to reduce Iraq's entire military to smoldering ruins. In the event, shock and awe was a resounding failure, like all such pledges, by Air Force commanders to destroy the enemy's military since the birth of aerial bombardments nearly a century ago. Such failures have never stopped the U.S. Air Force from trying once again, and there are no doubt vivid attack plans now circulating the government. Rather than pinprick stuff using conventional bombs, did they plan to send cruise missiles in there, nuclear armed, to take out Mohammed? The heck's the guy's name? Ahmadinejad. There we go. Mumad Ahmadinejad. Scary times, folks, with people that are sitting with the keys to the kingdom to start, literally, World War III. Join us tomorrow with Bob Chapman, folks. It's true.